Bare gå gitt i klasse, Vrindavan. 5th of August
प्रेम से कहो से कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज वृंदावन धाम की जय। नदीपुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना मई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समावित भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरु ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 16, text number 13, 14, 15 and 16. This chapter is describing the divine and demoniac natures. The description is continued for the demoniac nature. Idam adya maya labdhvam imam prapsye मनः रथम इदम् अस्ति इदम् अपि भविष्यति पुनः धनम् असौ मया हतः शत्रुः हनिष्ये च अपरान् अपि ईश्वरः अहम् अहम् भोगी सिद्धः अहम् बलवान् सुखी आद्यः अभिज्ञानवान् अस्मि कः अन्यः अस्ति सदृश मया यक्षे दास्यामि मोदिष्ये इति अज्ञान विमोहिताः इदमद्यमया लब्धम् इमं प्राप्से मनोरथम् इदमस्तीतमपि मे भविष्यति पुनः धनम् असौ मया हतः शत्रु हनिष्ये चापरानपि ईश्वरो अहम् अहम् भोगी सिद्धोऽहम् बलवान् सुखी आद्यो अभिजानवानस्मि कोऽन्योऽस्ति सदृशो मया यक्ष्ये दास्यामि मोदिष्य इति अज्ञानविमोहितः इदमद्यं मया लब्धम् इमं प्राप्स्ये मनोरथम् इदमस्तमपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धवम् असौ मया हृतः शत्रुम् हनिष्ये चापरानपि ईश्वरोऽहं अहं भोगी सिद्धोऽहं बलवान् सुखी आढ्योऽभिजानवानस्मि कोऽन्योऽस्ति सदृशो मया यक्षे दास्यामि मोदिश्य इत्यज्ञानविमोहिता इदं मद्यं मया लब्धम् इमं प्राप्से मनोरथम् इदमस्थिदमपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धनम् असौ मया हृतशत्रौ हनिष्ये चापरानपि ईश्वरोऽहमहं भोगी सिद्धोऽहं बलवान् सुखी आढ्योऽभिजानवानमस्मि कोऽन्योऽस्ति सदृशो मया यक्षे दास्यामि मोदिश्य इत्यज्ञानविमोहितः
gain manaharatham according to my desires idam this asti there is idam this api also ne mine bhavishyati it will increase in the future punah again dhanam wealth aso that maya by me Ataha has been killed. Shatru, enemy. Hanishye, I shall kill. Cha, also. Aparan, others. Api, certainly. Ishwaraha, the Lord. Aham, I am. Aham, I am. Bhogi, the enjoyer. Siddha, perfect. Aham, I am. Balavan, powerful. Sukhi, happy. Adhya, wealthy. Abhijanavan, surrounded by aristocratic relatives.
Asmi, I am. Kaha, who. Anyaha, others. Asti, there is. Sadrashaha, like. Maya, me. Yakshe, I shall sacrifice. Dasyami, I shall give charity. Bodhishye, I shall rejoice. Iti, thus. Ajnana, by ignorance. Vimohitaha, deluded. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth I do have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemies also will be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. Text number 16. अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता मोह जाल समागुताः प्रसक्ताः कामभोगेषु पतन्ति नरकेषु च अनेक मीन्स न्यूमरस चित्त बाय एंग्जाइटीज विभ्रांता परप्लेक्स्ड मोह पॉपुलेशन जाल बाय नेटवर्क समागुताः सराउंडेड प्रसक्ताः अटैच्ड कामभोगेषु टू द सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन Patanti, they will glide down. Narake, in the hell. Asochau, unclean. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. The demoniac man knows no limit to his desire to acquire money. That is unlimited. He thinks only of how much assessment he has just now and schemes to engage that stock of wealth further and further. For that reason, he does not hesitate to act in any simple way and so deals in the black market for illegal gratification. He is enamored by the possessions he has already, such as land, family, house and bank balance, and he is always planning to improve them. He believes in his own strength and he does not know that whatever he is gaining is due to his past good deeds. He is given an opportunity to accumulate such things, but he has no conception of past causes. He simply thinks that all his mass of wealth is due to his own endeavor. A demoniac person believes in the strength of his personal work, not in the law of karma. According to the law of karma, a man takes his birth in the high family, or becomes rich, or very well educated, or very beautiful because of good work in the past. The demoniac thinks that all these things are accidental and due to one's strength of one's personal ability. They do not sense any arrangement behind all these varieties of people, beauty and education. Anyone who comes into competition with such a demoniac man is his enemy. There are many demoniac people and each is enemy to the others. This enmity becomes more and more deep and between the persons, then between the families, then between societies, and at last between nations. Therefore, there is constant strife, war, and enmity all over the world. Each demoniac person thinks that he can live at the sacrifice of all others. Generally, a demoniac person thinks of himself as the supreme god, and as demoniac preacher tells his followers, why are you seeking God everywhere, elsewhere? You are yourself God. You are all yourselves God. Whatever you like, you can do. Do not believe in God. Throw away God. God is dead. These are the demoniac preachings. Although the demoniac person sees others equally rich and influential, or even more so, he thinks that no one is richer than he and that no one is more influential than he. As far as promotion to the higher planetary system is concerned, he does not believe in performing yajnas or sacrifices. Demons think that they will manufacture their own process of yajna and prepare some machine by which they will be able to reach any higher planet. The best example of such a demoniac man was Ravana. He offered a program to the people by which he would prepare a staircase so that anyone could reach the heavenly planets without performing the sacrifices such as are prescribed in the Vedas. Similarly, in the present age, such demoniac men are striving to reach the higher planetary systems by mechanical arrangements. These are the examples of bewilderment. The result is there without their knowledge. They are gliding towards hell. Here in Sanskrit word, mohjala is very significant. Jala means net, like a fish caught in the net. And they have no way to come out. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militandyena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantidam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vitapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Tamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sate Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priya Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Idam madhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idam asti tamapi me bhavishyati punardhanam asau maya harta shatru harishye tyagparanapi ishvaroham maham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi adhyo abhijanavan asmi ko anyasti shatrasho maya yakshe dasyami modishya ityajnana vimohita anek chitra vibhranta mohajala samavritaha Prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narake ashuchau. Can see the translation? The demoniac persons think, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am the lord of everything, and the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifice. I shall give some charity, and thus I will rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. Thus perplexed by the various anxieties and bound by the network of illusions, they will become too strongly attached to the sense of enjoyment and fall down into hell. The demoniac nature is working on the principle of destruction, but they do not know. The principle of destruction. So, what is the principle of destruction? Kala. So, who is controlling the demoniac nature? Krishna through the agency of Maya. Maya makes the bewilderment so strong that the person does not know that he is in Maya. The knowledge has been completely stolen. Maya aprata jnana means they are demoniac. They are duskritinas. Their purpose is to simply contemplate on the object of sense gratification. Dhyayato vishayans punsa. Dhyayato. Their conception is on sense gratification. And they always try to associate with the objects of sense gratification. But they do not know that they are being cheated. As soon as they come in contact with the objects of sense gratification, who overpowers this bewildered soul? I mean, yet he is not bewildered, but such demoniac soul. The demoniac soul is in gross ignorance of his reality. Sometimes the demons also know about that they are part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, which is called the soul. But yet, they are led into a hellish condition because of their envious nature to the Lord. And only the envious nature of the Lord is imposed upon them through the mode of ignorance, so false ego comes. Now, who doesn't have false ego? Everybody who is embodied has a false ego. Means he is more or less demoniac. So sometimes they are overpowered by sense gratification and they lose their composure. So as soon as they come in contact with the objects of sense gratification, which are also made by the agency of Maya, they are being cheated. How they are cheated? Sangat sanjayate kamaha. Simply by associating with the objects of sense gratification, lust is developed. It starts from rajogun, right? Because there is an enjoying falsification through the false ego is there. Enjoying is not the enjoyer, he is prakriti. Prakriti is to be enjoyed by the possessor of prakriti. That is Lord Krishna. And he thinks he is the enjoyer. What an envious mentality is that? A prakriti cannot be enjoyed. He's subservient. And on his own independent, willful thinking will not make him enjoy. It will be so. Delusion comes gradually, but it is sure that is the path of leading to hell. Sangat sanjayate kama, and because they have been cheated. Our senses are also dead senses. It's the soul and the spiritual energy of the soul that was being borrowed from the super soul is coming in contact through the blunt senses and they become activated. But they lose their spirituality. It becomes material energy because it is passing through the dead matter of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So the object of sense gratification and sense gratifying senses, both are subject matter of ignorance. Actually, the senses have been given to acquire knowledge. But as soon as, instead of acquiring knowledge, it becomes an object of sense gratification only, then that is a violation number one. And therefore the reaction will be opposite and the cheating experience is there. Purushaha prakriti sthoti bhunte prakriti jan gunan. They are ending up, our spiritual energy is coming in contact with material energy. They cannot interact. So the cheating propensity is there. We have cheating propensity, but actual cheating propensity is imposed upon us by Mother Nature. She is a big cheater. Sansruti means one you cannot hold. It is going to slip away from your grip. That is called Sansruti. Sruti. It cannot be. It can easily escape and it is very tricky. Sansruti makes sansar. They say sansar does not belong to anybody. Sansar does not belong to anybody because they think they are making sansar, but they cannot hold it. Sansar is more flickering than Lakshmi. Lakshmi Devi is protected by Durga, the custodian of sansar. She cheats the person. So instead of enjoying the object of sense gratification, the object of sense gratification itself enjoys the foolish bewildered soul. So therefore, because he is frustrated and he cannot really enjoy, but because he has no knowledge that breaks the eyes, that breaks the barrier of knowledge and ignorance. He is completely captivated as a sandwich, as a marginal energy. He is bewildered. It's very natural for a child, when he gets beaten up, he goes to his shelter, that is parents. So when the soul is frustrated, then he turns towards Krishna, unknowingly, by force. But the demoniac nature is very, very stubborn. They are dead bent upon not to yield to Krishna and his arrangement. They fail to understand Krishna's arrangement through the material energy. At the same time, they will be always defeated. Always. Even Krishna has to come, take the side of demigod and cheat the demons. Even they overpower the demons. Overpower the demigods. Many a times it happens. But it has been a perpetual from the time of creation, the fight between demigods and demons have been going on and on and on. But every time the Lord has to come and rescue them. Krishna tells that such demoniac person not only go to the Naraki Ashucha or the very hellish unclean situation, but Krishna says that I will throw them. Kshipami asajram asurim yonim apannam mudha janmani janmani. They will perpetually remain in such more degrading species of the demons. Perpetual. So the demoniac nature is a gross ignorant, because In the degree of his enviousness, his false ego will be so much dictated. So it is difficult for demons to surrender. You can understand on this principle how would have Jay and Vijay cooperated to become demons of the first category, and nobody has ever become such demons in the history. Others are very Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, and Dantavakra. They came three times, but nobody can beat even Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The demonian nature. So in Kali Yuga there are small demons, but nonetheless these demons have the same traits. And there will be so many defeats that they have to face. So we see it is the cheating of the object to material object which was subject for sense gratification. And the medium to enjoy was the spiritual energy, but wrongly utilized to enjoy the objects of sense gratification because of false ego. So instead of engaging the objects of sense gratification in connection with Krishna, you partake only little as a prasada, but engage. That will give us knowledge of reality. So as prasadam, we offer anything and everything to Krishna and then partake according to our minimal requirement that will not entangle us. Otherwise, moha jala samavruta. But that moha is developing and this person doesn't know. So, when they become very, very angry because they have been cheated and dissatisfaction is there. So, krodhat bhavati sammoha. Sammoha means moha from all the sides, from every facet of life. He will be bewildered. Sammoha. And sammoha, because it is going to pile up more and more bewilderment, so it is like a network, a web. Of web means jal. It's a network, net, fishing net to catch the fish. So moha jal. Samavruta. He is encircled by. So everything, including his relatives and everybody who is surrounding him, actually they are going to bewilder him more and more. He thinks he is surrounded by aristocratic family because he has obtained all these things by his own prowess. So, mohajal means sammoham. Sammoha smriti vibramaha. Smriti means remembrance of his reality of the self. He will forget it totally. He will forget it. Smriti bramshad buddhinasha. When there is no more remembrance, his intelligence doesn't work. Stops functioning. Stops functioning. Intelligence has a function to discriminate between sat and asat. What is permanent? What is temporary? That is Krishna conscious intelligence. So unless and until we become free from the envy of Lord Krishna, and ready to act according to his direction, the smriti will not come. Smriti will not come. Remembrance will not come. Remembrance is given by Lord Krishna if we desire so. But our desires are manorathena asati dhavato bahi. Manoratha. Rath means chariot. Chariot of the mind. He becomes so much obsessed to capture anything and everything. We want to become Lord and master of all that we survey. So, yasyaste bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvagunai tatra samasate sura. If a devotee is having a nishkinchan bhakti, nishkinchan, akinchan, or in Kunti's definition, four things: janma, aishwarya, sruta, sribhi, edamana, madhapuman, naivaharatam, abhidatum, vaitvam, akinchana, gocham. So, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Whose devotion is akinchan means na kinchan is akinchan. Kinchan means something, something to hold on, which is material in nature. Bank balance, wife, children, society, nationality. Nobody is going to come to help you. So when we become exhausted of all these so-called expansions of our possessions. So, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate sura. All the good qualities of devotional service in the demigods will be invested in that devotee. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahatvara. On the other behalf, if one is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, manorathena asati bhavato, he will be simply riding on the chariot of the mind into asat. Temporary cheating processes. There is nothing like permanent cheating process. There is an opportunity to get enough lessons by repeated cheating. Unless and until one comes to realize that he has been cheated. So therefore Krishna has arranged, why bad things happen to good people? So they can come quicker to take shelter of Krishna. And who are good people? Those who are acting on the mode of goodness. So goodness is also going to harass you. So don't think, oh, I have lived all my life without enmity with anybody. I never spoke bad word to anybody. I didn't disturb anybody's heart or, I never betrayed anybody. Oh, I have lived a very pious Hindu life. But why me? I'm a good boy. Why me? Here it is, the clue. That goodness is a good platform as long as you come back on the conclusion of getting rid of this hellish problem. So, but that goodness which is resulting in knowledge and feeling of happiness. So persons who think they are pious, they think, adhyo abhijanavan smi konyasti sadrasham maya A person in goodness can also be dictated by that false ego. Yes, you are a very good person. It's okay. You don't have to go to the temple. You don't have to worship or surrender Krishna. Because you are good. That is your perfection of it. But how come it is being cheated? Krishna, a good person is not a liberated person. He is not coming out from the clutches of Maya. One who works in the mode of goodness is liberated. No, he still meddle around with mode of goodness. But Krishna is transcendental. Whatever Krishna's desire is there, even mode of goodness cannot approach. It is difficult for those people. Demigods are supposed to be in mode of goodness. Do they know plan of Lord Krishna? No. They also are surrounded by unlimited chintas, problems. They have at least subtle desires of profit, adoration and distinction. If you do not give a sacrificial share to a demigod, or you forget it, or you forget to recite his mantra and fulfilling your desire, you better believe. They will punish you. Yes, karmakanda is like that. Whoever performs, however he is performing, that is another thing. But whoever performs even very carefully, that was the sacrifice Prathum Araj started. That is all in descendants of Dhruva. And Dhruva was direct son of Uttanapad, and his grandfather was Manu. But nonetheless, Maya did not spare them. Because they tend to do karmakanda. And Narad Muni has to come to rescue King Prachin Parahishad. He sent his 10 sons, the Prachetas, become Prajapati. Direct order, but without performing austerity and pleasing to Lord Krishna, how they can? They knew. They were more intelligent than their father. So they went to Bindu Sarovar, and Lord Shiva was coming out from Bindu Sarovar, and he told, I know you. You have taken a right decision. Here is the mantra that you recite to please Lord Hari, and he will empower you to become Prajapatis. And that's what they did. So their function was devotional. But their father is King Prachin Parahishad. He has sacrificed so many animals. But we do not see that they were all liberated by sacrifice. For the welfare of the people in general, he performed so many karmakandas and so many animal sacrifices. Narad Muni came to liberate him from, and told him to stop it and threaten him. All these animals that you sacrificed, they have been waiting in angry mood for you to come so they can pierce you similarly and take revenge upon you. Yes. So, these are all benevolent examples of the history who were rulers of the earth, but yet they were meddling with the modes of material nature. But they were qualified to receive transcendental knowledge from Narad Muni, and they made through. Otherwise, they did not have much hope. So, out of the kind mercy of a pure devotee, we can turn our back to Maya. And with a firm commitment, we will be able to save ourselves and others. So, but the demoniac nature is quite distinct, that despite of repeated beatings by Maya, they wouldn't give up. So, sammoham means moha from all the sides. Sammohas with smriti vibramaha, smriti bramshada buddhinasho. When the intelligent is dysfunctioning, destroyed, then what is left? The person is destroyed. He is going into the repeated cycle of birth and death without making any profit of a human form of life or higher than the human form of life, which is demigod or demons. Demons are negative, demigods are positive. So more of goodness is more in demigod, but demons are almost saturated with more of ignorance. So they will never be favored for immortality. So therefore Mohini Murti did not give him a drop of nectar. Only by trick they wanted to. And only one guy, nefarious Rahu, then he was beheaded. Right? So the idea is that aneka chitta vibhranta. Chitta means they are anxiety. Actually, chitta means anxieties. Anxieties of unfulfilled desires, they pile up. Like a burden. The gentlemen in India, they think when the girl is of ripe age, she should be married off. If we do not, then our anxieties will keep on increasing. Right? Aneka chitta vibhranta. And even a gentleman, they do not want to come out from taking the process. Oh, it will happen automatically. How can it happen automatically? When the requisite knowledge is required, which is the foundational knowledge. So, anyway, buddhinashat pranashyati. Pranashyati means destroyed. But Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he thinks, no, he can also be resurrected by the mercy of a pure devotee. Therefore, he has written, he goes into the cycle of repeated birth and death, means pranashyati. Those who are coming in the cycle of repeated birth and death means they are going to be destroyed. When the intelligence is destroyed, everything is destroyed. Can you get the idea? So, even though a person looks like a gentleman, but it doesn't mean he's a demigod or a demigod. How much favor he is doing to Lord Krishna, and how much disfavor he is doing to Lord Krishna. How much is in service to Lord Krishna, and how much disservice to Lord Krishna out of enmity, out of enviousness. That is the criteria of demon in Kali Yuga. Demons in the past ages were more ferocious. And in Satya Yuga, the very first millennium of Brahma, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they came and none were more ferocious than them. So the idea is that demoniac nature is also in us. more or less degree. But because we have taken up the devotional service of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These demon-like desires are going to be troublesome, therefore we have to have a little powerful backup in performance of our devotional service. So, in the tract of land called Haryashva Varsha in Jambudvip, the residents of Haryashva Varsha, they recite these prayers where Lord Narsingadev is their primary deity of worship. Lord Narsingadev is primary deity of their worship. And they worship him by this prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Nrsimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase Avir Avir Bhava Vajranakha Vajradrashta Karmashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Pushtam Om Shram. A devotee, and bringing up devotee, takes help of this mantra to solidify his resolve in surrendering to Krishna by chanting Narsingha mantra. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Narsingadev, who is all-powerful. He possesses nails and teeth like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fructive activity in this material world, so that by your mercy we will become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Beautiful translation. So, we have demons in our mind. Don't think that we are living a life of demigods. Not yet. But we have direct access, being a human body, very suitable both to cross over this material existence. We have to see that are we getting help to remove our own demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material. That is the prayer. It's given in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto. 5th canto. Check it out. Very powerful prayer for one who is trying to look introspective in his own heart, where mind, intelligence, false ego and soul also has taken some residence. Please remove our demon-like desires from our heart, so that by your mercy, we will not only get purified, but we will be able to tackle fearlessly any impediment that comes on the path of resolve. If we are not determined like this, how are we going to remove the path? Automatically, that Krishna will go. It is the mercy of Krishna is coming through this power of prayers. And we should take advantage. How can we preach boldly without fear? Because these demon-like desires are making us fearful. Intrinsically. Suppose if I'm a habituated thief or this, even though it bites me inside that I should not do, and it comes and, I will be punished, but yet I will do. Because I'm harboring my demons. Those who are assisting me to do sense gratification. This is a very powerful prayer. Chant every day and meditate on that part to remove the demon like this. Desires which are acting like demons means which are not conducive to Krishna consciousness or performance of our devotional service. So, anybody has any question or comments? Remedy is there. Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer. Even Haridas Thakur exposes our Hriday Granthi, means tight knots of misconception in our heart. In chanting of the holy name also, there is there. That's why the impediment is there. Then anarthas and aparadhas. Anarthas means asat Krishna. Tight knots are manifesting in desire of asat, means temporary achievements, temporary things. It's called asat Krishna. That is Krishna. Asat Krishna. We have to examine, because these factors are the real impediments. Even though it has been so analytically explained by Haridas Thakur, in chanting the holy name alone, in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes all this. You know? So, how to get rid of it? But there are appropriate remedies also, and we find it. So here is the antidote. Okay, what will you do? Maya is very strong, very strong. Don't underestimate that you are safe when you have hands in your beads. Even a person with a machine gun can get shot, right? From back or any side, without his knowledge. Machine gun does not do anything and everything. You have to operate machine gun. You are the operator. So inattentive chanting breeds all the anarthas. Harbors anarthas, nurtures anarthas, then it will fructify. It's just like a routine mechanical chanting is there, it will give us a guarantee of liberation. So it's just like working, if you put something like the seeds or the soft seeds, even in the refrigerator, which is having no suitable atmosphere, but sometimes it springs out and sprouts, going on. You think how it is possible. But they also generate energy and it was good enough for them to sprout. So how far you can toward the effect of these three modes of material nature? So we have to make our resolve pure so our efforts will become pure. And always take help. The help is needed and help is given. We have to increase such help all over the world. Those who are sincere souls, then we have to make them more sincere, more fructifying in their devotional service. Not giving a good position, a good comfortable life, and this or that. We will reduce our requirements with a bare minimum requirement. So we will become really detached. Yeah. Books are the base and essential, very essential. It has given us everything. What is the necessity to read more and more? We should honor, respect those who can quote, fine. But Prabhupada's knowledge is very practical, very fresh, that can work, you know. The Goswami's literature is the foundational work upon which the Prabhupada has. But you do not have no time, no access, because you are performing your devotional service, you are so much engrossed. The devotional service itself is independent to give you or bestow you mercy. Then why do we have to depend upon other literatures, even within our own sampradayas? If certain literatures that gives you, says for example, Harinam Chintamani written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is explaining the efficacy of the holy name, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected him as an acharya. So we have to take that as a standard. Right? Jiva Goswami wrote so many things, or Shat Sandarbhas are there, but out of that, Bhakti Sandarbha is the best. Others are relating to the other topics, but we are performance of Bhakti. We are not learning Sanskrit, or we are not becoming scholar of Sanskrit, or try to explain with a meaning which will be missed. He has laid very good principles how we have to work within the limitation of the direct meaning. Prabhupada would say the same thing. Krishna's words are direct. So take the direct meaning. If you cannot understand, then somebody can make you explain. That is called interpretation. Right? But there should not be any scope for misinterpretation. People want to sell their understanding as interpretation and as valid as Krishna's desire without becoming even Krishna conscious or a pure devotee. Now, who would you take? So many impersonalists have written Bhagavad Gita, translated and gave their commentary, but it's totally negating Krishna consciousness. They don't give any credit. They deny even Krishna's personality. So Prabhupada's books are enough. Conclusive. Prabhupada said, I have written everything. I have given you everything that you need to go back home back to God. Who could tell? But we have to become introspective on these teachings, and only introspection can give us an opportunity to apply for ourselves, otherwise not. We will remain same way as before. Bahujanma yadi kare sravana kirtana tabutana paya krishna pade premadhana. We can keep on chanting. We can keep on chanting for ages, bahujanma. So, if we are targeted, then on love of Godhead, which is the highest goal of life, then we have to transform ourselves. And we need to eradicate the demon-like desires from our own self. Sometimes we acknowledge that, yeah, the demon creeped in mind, the devil made me do this. Sometimes we do acknowledge. But what is the root cause? Why it manifested? Without the subtlety of the desire, it could not have manifested in a bad behavior. Prabhupada's books are good enough.
I read recently, according to Achyutananda.
Blazing Sadhu?
Achyutananda said, the Prabhupada said, read my books carefully. Because after I leave, people will say, Prabhupada said this and Prabhupada
said that. Everybody quotes. Even a demon will quote Prabhupada. But that's the thing. Of course, the truth can be spoken by the demons also. Truth. Hiranyakashipu spoke.
Kamsa spoke.
But somewhat, it was truth. He said, my brother Hiranyaksha. He was telling to his wife, my brother, you should not cry on this dead body of my brother. After all, he's a soul. He is eternal. He talked everything. But he said, because Vishnu killed my brother, I will take the revenge. Vishnu is our common enemy. So, otherwise, do you think Ravan was not knowledgeable? He was also knowledgeable. But blinded by the envious desires, the demon-like desires. Envious desires are virtually very, very detrimental. Some species are there. And generally, they prefer to worship Lord Shiva. Because he is the easiest, they think, to cheat them, to acquire material wealth, property, power, immortality even sometimes. But Bole Baba, is always protected by Lord Krishna. Because he is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much, Prabhupada.